we're calling on all the candidates, calling the Donegal Travellers Project, and we're also calling on the elected candidates to be non-discriminative against or non-racist in their campaign towards travellers or any other ethnic minority group.
And we did see during the presidential election campaign there was quite a bit of hurt caused.
There was quite a bit of hurt caused, and when candidates who's running elections practice exclusion and practice discriminatory practice towards an ethnic minority group, and especially, you know, the travelling community. So people don't think that's alluded to just travellers. It's also alluded to other ethnic minority groups, because they're thinking around their morals around that can be very discriminative and hurtful, because they're talking about individuals, you're talking about people. You're not talking about, you know, cars or houses or land. You're talking about people who has feelings, children who go on the playground, who these comments can have a big impact on, because families discuss them at home.
And last month, the Donegal Travellers Project collected 1,500 signatures in a call for the government to enact stronger hate crime legislation. This is something you would be hopeful that some candidates would take on board if they are elected to the new government?
Yes, of course. And when we went out last year, we were out for 4 hours and we collected nearly 1,600 signatures inside 4.5 hours. So it shows that there's respect for diversity in Donegal. It shows that Donegal is the leading county in terms of diversity for all ethnic minority groups. And it also shows that people have want a diverse society and a respectful society.